Well, now the New Zealand deep sea explorer about to undertake a journey to the deepest point of the world's ocean. Our guest is Rob McCullum, explorer and deep sea specialist, who in a couple of weeks, along with Australian colleague Tim McDonald, will attempt to produce depth records for both countries in a submersible in a dive lasting between 12 and 14 hours. They'll be descending in the eastern or the eastern pool of the Challenger Deep, located in the Mariana Trench, about 340 kilometres southwest of Guam. The two-person submersible has been tested to a pressure of 14,000 metres and is equipped with cameras, lighting and data recording equipment. Rob McCullum's here from his base in Massachusetts, where he'll depart later this week. Hi, Rob. Welcome back.
Thank you.
As soon as I hear pressure of 14,000 metres, it's extremely hard to envision the forces at play on a submersible that you're sitting in. Can you describe?
Yeah, it is hard because, you know, there is nothing in our terrestrial environment that comes close to that. And, of course, pressure is not something that you can easily see. But over the sphere that we're in, which is about 1.5 metres across, there's around 100,000 tonnes of pressure bearing down when we're at full ocean depth. So in layperson's terms, I mean, that's akin to, you know, having over the entire hull about 290 fully laden jumbo jets or 7,900 London double-decker buses. Just on the viewport, just on the window alone, there's the weight of four fully loaded 747 jumbo jets.
So what are these things made of that they can resist that? Do they resist it or do they go round it? What's the science and the engineering behind it?
I mean, at its core, it's a titanium sphere. And because it is an absolutely perfect sphere, it's able to resist the pressure very well. It's like the old party trick of trying to crush an egg in your hand. The shape of the egg actually redirects the force and enables it to handle it quite well. So in this case, we are dealing with a titanium sphere. The titanium is around 90 millimetres thick, and the viewports are made of a very special acrylic.
The Mariana Trench, of course, is where all the really deep divers head. What depth will you be going to here?
We give a sort of published figure of 10,925 metres. It'll be within 5 or 10 metres of that either way. I mean, there have been so few people that have got to Challenger Deep that you never really know what it is you're going to find. We've been to 10,925 metres on a previous dive. We may find a little bit deeper. We may not. We're actually going down to conduct some experiments with acoustic telemetry, so depth is not our focus. But it's considered this site is considered the holy grail for deep water engineering. I mean, if you can survive at that depth, if you can get a piece of equipment to function at that depth, then it's good to go anywhere in the world's ocean.
It's the filmmaker, of course, James Cameron, who's possibly almost as obsessed with it as you are, and he more so with the depth, perhaps. What's some of the actual scientific purpose of this, apart from the sheer achievement? What will some of that equipment be telling you?
Well, we'll be running a 4K camera the whole time, so we're able to run transect lines, which, because it's such high-resolution footage, can be used later on by biologists and by geologists to analyse that data. But we also have the ability to collect things. We have a manipulator arm and a collection basket that we can collect geological material with. But for this dive, we're really interested in acoustic telemetry. We're developing a system whereby we can have pinpoint accuracy at any depth in the world's ocean. And that's really important for the scientists that will come later on.
Can you explain a little bit more about what it is?
About the telemetry?
Yes.
Well, we deploy assets down onto the sea floor. And we do that by dropping them over the side of the ship, and the ship knows where it is because the ship has GPS. But once the landers descend down through the water column, you know, we know roughly where they are, but we can't really easily account for things like drift and current. What we've developed is a system where we can send an acoustic signal through the water, a sound signal through the water, and get a return from the landers and actually calculate to within a few centimeters of where they are and where we are. And that's immensely important later on if you're trying to conduct science and you need to have a very high degree of spatial awareness around you.
So it's a way of seeing, except clearly it's acoustic, but it's a way of knowing what's there and what might be happening, if anything.
That's right. And in order to do that, we have to have a system that can send out the sound in the first place, and receive the sound at the other, and then fire it back again. So we have to have all of the electronic wizardry that enables the system to function.
What sort of kit is on that support vessel itself?
We call it the Hadal Exploration System. It's the only system in the world set up for exploring the Hadal Zone, which is that area of the ocean below 6,000 meters. So it's the ship itself, which is a very stable platform with accommodation for a large team. It is the full ocean depth sonar underneath the vessel, which allows us to paint the seafloor before we do a dive, so we're able to produce a 3D map before a dive. It's the submersible, the three landers, and of course the tenders that are needed on the surface to keep everything in its place. So the whole system is known as the Hadal Exploration System, and it's the only one in operation at the moment that's in private hands. It's something pretty special to be involved with.
What is the human experience of going down to these kinds of depths, physical and psychological?
Well, physically, there is no physiological stress. I mean, you're not subject to any pressure. You are obviously in a confined space, and it does gradually get colder during the dive because titanium is a great conductor of heat. So, you know, we're diving in water that's just above freezing. So over the course of the dive, the cabin temperature does drop away quite dramatically. But it's a very relaxing experience. I mean, you can't hear anything outside the vehicle when you're inside it. There's no real sensation of movement once you've gone down 10 meters or so. So it's a very quiet, peaceful, slow motion experience. And it's beautiful. I mean, everything that you see under the bright lights is colourful and a wonder to behold at that depth.
So you can see, there are lights that do enable you to have vision even at these kinds of depths.
Yes, we can see quite well. We have lights that surround the vehicle on all sides that we can activate. And we also have cameras. We have high-definition cameras around the vehicle. We have a 4K camera pointing forward, and the idea is that we're able to stitch the cameras together into a VR headset so that wherever you look, you activate that particular camera. So we're artificially able to see through the hull and in any direction around us, but in real terms, we have a viewport for each of the two occupants and a shared viewport looking down. So we actually have quite good visibility.
So what do you see? What is so mind-bending, I think, for people, which is why I asked about the psychological as well as the physiological, is that you're 10 kilometres underwater. Many people get pretty anxious below 10 metres, frankly. They can get very, very anxious. And, you know, what can you see? I appreciate it's artificial in the sense that you're patching together a picture from different cameras. But what is visible and what is happening at anything like that kind of depth?
Well, I think one of the big myths of the ocean is that it's like a consommé soup. You know, there's a little bit of stuff floating on the top. There's kind of a lot of nothingness in the middle, and then there's some lumpy stuff on the bottom. But in actual fact, it's like a minestrone. There is life from the very surface all the way to the very bottom. And as you're descending down through the water column, you are disturbing these creatures. And when you have the lights off, it's pretty spectacular. It's like a psychedelic pyrotechnic display. When you're down on the bottom, you see these creatures, which are very different. You know, they are very slow moving. They're not like anything that we see up in the shallow areas.
Or a dog. And
my dogs have just gone nuts. they are adapted perfectly to an environment that has never known light. So they are in perpetual darkness at these crushing pressures, and they're just going about doing their thing. And it's always a remarkable sight.
You've ticked off so many, whether it's the expeditions to the Titanic and the Bismarck and others, or whether it's the Five Deeps, you know, the man dives to the deepest point in each of the oceans. I appreciate you've got this one starting very soon, but is there any great ambition left or great goal left that hasn't been ticked, Rob?
Oh, yes, many. I mean, this is a vehicle that can go to any depth in any ocean. And, you know, we went on a flag-waving tour for a year to actually dive to the deepest point in each of the world's five oceans. But it was a single dive, and it lasted many hours, but it was one dive in an ocean. I mean, the rest of the ocean and all five oceans are there to be explored. The ocean at this depth is going to yield the final sort of parts of the equation around plate tectonics. It's going to inform us about evolution and perhaps where life itself began. It's going to point us in the direction of deciding how we get rid of carbon, how we start the process of getting the oceans to heal themselves. It may yield medical compounds. It may yield commercial compounds. I mean, there are so many answers out there that we barely understand the questions to ask. It's a very exciting time in the world of Hadal exploration.
Well, go well, travel well, and all the best to you and to your co-pilot as well, the Australian Tim McDonald. I've been speaking to Rob McCullum, New Zealander, from his base in Massachusetts. They have their latest expedition later this week, descending the eastern pool of the Challenger Deep, located in the Mariana Trench.